Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Average person does this about 21 times a year.
Oh, my.
21 times.
Changes their password.
Okay.
That's a good guess, Heidi.
Well, it's a lot, though.
It is a lot.
Yeah.
21 times a year.
Oh, goes to church.
Gonna say.
Okay.
Not goes to church now. Someone stole that from me, just yanked, jumped right in front of me.
I had my hand raised.
Checked their oil in their car.
Let me just go ahead and tell you.
Can I guess at least?
Yeah, go ahead.
21 times a year. I'm going to say pops popcorn.
God, you don't even know.
Well, you didn't either.
Took you long enough.
Okay, the average person does this 21 times a year.
Say popcorn.
They break the law.
Darn it.
Oh,
yeah. I was about to say argues.
You know what? If the average person breaks the law 21 times a year, then they've made the laws so that you don't have any choice but to break them, and they're too strict.
Well, you know, no wonder the jobs, I guess, are so stressful for the police officers. We're all breaking the law.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. And, of course, I'm guessing most of those are probably breaking the speed limit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If that really counts. It's according to how fast you're going, really, right?
Parking for more than 2 hours at a time downtown Greenville in a very convenient spot when they give you a ticket for $45. Yeah, breaking the law.
Heidi's done that about 145 times last year.
That's not a convenient enough spot for $45.
You're telling me. I know.
Well, most Americans feel that the police are doing a good job.
Yeah.
Although some now think the tactics they are using are too harsh.
Nope.
66% say that police officers is one of the most important jobs in our country.
Yes.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Yep. 21% disagree with you.
Huh.
Those are the 21 lawbreakers.
Yeah, those are the lawbreakers.
And 13% say they just aren't sure about how they feel about that topic.
Well, you know, you have a police and they are largely, 99% of them are out there to do a great job.
Yeah.
But then on social media and videos and the news, you'll see that 1% that doesn't act good, and that can really change how people feel about the good guys.
Yeah. And you know what? I know, Tom, you were doing some research on police officers, and I thought that was very interesting that I like to tie into this subject.
Okay.
Yesterday, I think you were looking at some videos of actual police officers confronting people.
Okay.
Yeah. And they were like getting back in the car, and that, you know, because we don't think of them as, it's kind of like when you realize that a teacher is a real person too.
Yeah.
And they actually, you know, make mistakes, because as little kids, you're like, the teachers are perfect. And then you find out that, you know, one got in trouble for, I don't know.
Jaywalking
or, you know.
Speeding.
Or
drinking too much.
They go at a concert or something like that. And you're like, wow.
Okay. The reason I was confused is I wasn't doing research yesterday. I was just on YouTube and found that video.
Well, I call that research. That's what I call research.
But it was some police officer that had to pull a guy over who had been at a rodeo videotaping it. And they didn't really want to pull him over because they didn't think he'd done anything wrong. But their boss had told them they had to do it. And so they got back in their car and they're like, man, I didn't want to pull that guy over.
Yeah.
You know,
the two police officers were having a conversation.
Right. They're like, I just didn't feel like we needed to do that. The guy wasn't doing anything. And so you realize, even though they were really tough with him when they pulled him over and swore out this trespass warrant, when they got in their car, they were normal guys like, oh, man, I hated doing that.
Yeah, and imagine, you know, when they're pulling somebody over and they don't know who they're pulling over. It might be a nice guy. You know, it's going to obey the law. It could be a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get back in their car and they're going, whoo. I was scared to death on that one. Mm-hmm. You just don't think about that with the state troopers or police officers.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to think of all of them as being tough.
And they got to be.
Yeah.
Real people.
Well, my parents always taught me growing up that when you get pulled over, you're polite and respectful. You respect the position and the uniform. And if you have a problem with them, then you take that up in court later.
Right.
But you don't try to fight with a policeman because he has a gun.
And a funny looking hat sometimes. It's tipped up.
That was Hawk. that said that.
Well, I ain't going to say that to their face. I mean, I'm brave right now. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to say that if I get pulled over.
I just want when they pull me over to know that it wasn't me that said the smart aleck comment.
Oh, they get us mixed up all the time. People call me your name and...
That's what I'm worried about.
I know. Tom said that, y'all.
No, I did not say that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.